Video: New Orleans teen found guilty of murder and fatal carjacking of elderly woman. By Amy Furr on November 28, 2023. A jury found 18-year-old John Honore guilty Monday of second-degree murder in the brutal March 2022 carjacking of an elderly woman in New Orleans, Louisiana. During the initial incident, 73-year-old Linda Fricke was dragged to death as neighbors watched in horror, NOLA.com reported. The outlet continued. The one-day trial and jury deliberations were colored by an early admission from Honore's defense attorney, who told the jurors that the teenager had indeed perpetrated the killing. Honore faces a mandatory life prison term with a chance at parole after 25 years. The jury deliberated for about 4 hours before finding Honore guilty as charged. He is scheduled to be sentenced January 12. Prosecutors with District Attorney Jason Williams' office charged four teenagers as adults with second-degree murder in Fricke's death. But after guilty pleas last week from three of them, only Honore stood accused in a truncated trial that began with the admission, featured testimony from six witnesses and concluded within 7 hours of its commencement. The three teenage girls involved in the fatal carjacking were recently sentenced to 20 years in prison, according to a Breitbart News article published November 21. Honore, who headed up the group, took the role of getaway driver, according to Assistant District Attorney Matthew Derbs. He is accused of pepper spraying, punching, and stomping on Fricke's face when she fell down before getting in the car and driving. However, Fricke was tangled in her seatbelt and dragged on the pavement. When the young man drove over a curb, Fricke's arm was torn off and her body was dislodged from the car. Neighbors ran to her aid, but it would take emergency workers 20 minutes to arrive to the scene. By then, Fricke was dead, the NOLA.com report said. Community members recalled the scene in video footage recorded at the time of the incident. Following Honore's murder conviction, one of Fricke's relatives said, "Now we feel we can put Linda to rest because, as you asked before with the defense, it was more insulting. You know, as he's saying, stupid kids, a stupid game. It was no type of just idiot kids. They knew what they were doing. He had several opportunities where he could have stopped. He could have got out the car and ran. He probably would have got away. He had many opportunities not to rain hell that he did on her," she concluded.